And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 13th of July, 2012. It's the anniversary of the 1977 blackout in New York City, a day when lightning struck three times, hitting Con Edison substation, shutting down the power grid. The city went dark at about 9:30 p.m. Kennedy and LaGuardia airports shut down. Tunnels in and out of the city were closed. Thousands of people had to be evacuated from the subways. There had been a similar blackout in 1965, and people faced it for the most part with good humor. But in 1977, New York was in the midst of an economic crisis, high unemployment. There was a serial killer, Son of Sam, on the loose. There was a brutal heat wave going on. And in the 25 hours it took workers to restore power, more than 1,600 stores were looted, more than 1,000 fires set, nearly 3,800 looters arrested, damage later estimated at $300 million. It's the birthday of the poet John Clare, born in Northamptonshire, England, 1793, to a poor rural family. He suffered from malnutrition, as a result of which he never grew taller than 5 feet. His first book of poems, published when he was 27, was a great success, but despite that, he felt inferior to other poets of the day, Byron and Keats and Coleridge, because they were educated and he was not. In 1837, he entered an asylum, suffering from depression and alcoholism, stayed there for 4 years, escaped. 5 months later, he was committed to a lunatic asylum in Northampton, where he spent the rest of his life and where he wrote many of his best poems. William Wordsworth wrote one of his best poems on this date in 1798. He was on a walking tour with his sister in the Wye Valley. And he said that he wrote the whole thing in his head, memorized it, never changed a single one of its 1,200 words, and did not write it down until he and his sister arrived in Bristol 4 or 5 days later. The poem was lines composed a few miles above Tintern Abbey. Tintern lies near the River Wye in Monmouthshire, Wales. And it's the birthday of the Nigerian playwright and poet Wole Soyinka, born in Abeokuta, Nigeria, 1934, first African to win the Nobel Prize in Literature, and also a pro-democracy activist in his native Nigeria, protesting military dictatorships, as a result of which he's been imprisoned several times and spent some time in exile. Here's a poem for today by Kim Adonizio, entitled Gravity. Carrying my daughter to bed, I remember how light she once was, no more than a husk in my arms. There was a time I could not put her down, so frantic was her crying if I tried to pry her from me. So I held her for hours at night, walking up and down the hall, willing her to fall asleep. She'd grow quiet, pressed against me, her small being alert to each sound, the tension in my arms. She'd take my nipple and gaze up at me, blinking back fatigue. She'd fight whatever terror waited beyond my body in her dark crib. Now that she's so heavy, I stagger beneath her. She slips easily from me, down into her own dreaming. I stand over her bed, fixed there, like a second, dimmer star. Though the stars are not fixed, someone once carried the weight of my life. Gravity by Kim Adonizio from The Philosopher's Club, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.